Fellas, did you hear that?
Hear what?
That sound.
A lock of Samuel's thin blonde hair fell free from under his mining helmet and dangled on his high forehead.
Sounded like sand blowing across the desert or something like that. Didn't you hear it?
No wind down here, Sam. Unless maybe there's another opening.
Will fell to his back again. He stared up at the ceiling of the limestone tunnel. Cracked rock, a few black marks left by small charges. His chest still heaved from the effort of moving that damn rock.
Maybe. Could be a connecting tunnel further in, which would be swell. Come on, fellas, let's see where this thing leads.
Douglas! What's happening?
Douglas said nothing. He kept sprinting through the narrow tunnel, closing the distance. Will's light played off his friend's blood-smeared skin, his wide eyes, and something else, something behind Douglas. Strange lights, colors flowing across the stone. Lights and movement. Douglas dove for the narrow opening. He tried to worm his way through the tight bottleneck, but panic slowed his efforts. His hands lashed forward, more like he was fighting against drowning water than crawling through a mountain. Knuckles burst open each time they slammed into jagged, unforgiving rock.
Doug, calm down! Let me pull you out!
Will grabbed at his friend's flailing arms and bloody hands.
Sam, it's Lax.
Graphic Audio presents Earth Core, Part 1, by Scott Sigler.
This is big, Mr. Kirkland. Really big.
Just tell me the ore grade.
He didn't bring in an ore sample, just the dust, he panned. For there to be that much dust and have it be that pure, though, it would have to come from a concentrated source. The only impurity is iridium at about 30%. I could only guess at the ore grade.
Then guess.
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say at least 10 ounces per ton, maybe higher.
Veronica, are we still connected?
Yeah, sorry, Dad. I just came out of the caves. Maybe I heard you wrong. Can you say that again?
What? The part about us being connected?
No, the part before.
Oh, of course. I said they found another knife in Utah.
Are you sure it's the same? It can't be. The Cerro Chalten knives were made at a time when humanity still struggled to master flint arrowheads.
It is the same. Would I have called you if I hadn't verified it myself?
It's a fake. It has to be. The significance of a knife that far north was just... Well, it's impossible. Someone saw the Nat Geo article and is trying to screw with me or the university. You know, 3D modeling, metal coating, and...
Ronnie, I am holding it right now.
Sonny turned, then stared back at the cave opening. Certain some horror would pour forth at any moment, but nothing did.
God damn. Must be getting claustrophobia in my old age.
But somewhere inside him, Sonny knew it was a lie. Sonny sat on the cliff's edge, his feet dangling above the fatal drop, his eyes staring out into the sunset. A war raged inside Sonny McGinnis's mind. His emotions and his intellect battled for dominance. To stay was to get rich, rich enough to retire forever. To leave was to leave that wealth behind. And then a third notion came to Sonny in the fading light.
This mountain is death.